This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
She said, "What do you mean?" I walked over to this little girl I had never seen before in my life and walked up and put my hands on her head on both sides and began to rebuke the devil of pain and commanded him to get his filthy hands off of her in the name of Jesus. I mean, I shook her a couple of times. She didn't know what I was doing. And I thought, I bet she thought, what have I got myself into? Is that what you would have thought? Probably. And then I turned her loose and I said, "Now, young lady, you can go get something to eat. You don't have a headache." She said, "You're right. It's gone." I said, "No problem. Just the devil. And I have power over the devil." I said, "Now go get something to eat." So she went and had something to eat. About 7, her and her friend walked back in. She said, "Wow, this is awesome. No headache. I enjoyed my hamburger." How much power do we have over the devil? Hey, you can kick him out in the name of Jesus. You know, you don't have to suffer. All you got to do is find a man of faith. If you haven't seen a sign or a wonder lately, you hadn't been to the Living Savior Church. We see signs and wonders over here. Jesus is awesome. I mean, not just with me. I mean, many of you pray the prayer of faith for people and see God do awesome things now. Hey, it's all a matter of getting this faith and believing the King. I mean, the King's still in the healing and faith business. He does great things. But it's all this only works for His obedient children now. You know, if you're one of them that's out there in the bars, drinking, committing adultery, lying, stealing, cheating, don't come and ask God for something. Chances are you're not going to get it. And for sure, don't try to act against the devil and kick him out of somebody if you're lying, stealing, and cheating, or you got drunk last night. Because he's going to laugh at you. Amen. You're not an obedient child of God. These things of power only work when you walk in obedience to His Word. And that's a big secret. Walking in love, walking in holiness, walking in obedience. It's tough. It's a tough walk to walk. It says, God also, verse 4, God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to His own will. Now see, these miracles He does according to His own will. I don't know why that I will pray over one person and they will instantly get healed. I mean, of a broken back. Or I don't know why if I lay hands on one man and a cancer is instantly healed and the other one takes 6 months. I've seen it every way in the world. I don't know why God does this, but it's His sovereign will to do miracles. Now, healings is for all of us. I guarantee you, if you'll believe God, if you got anything physically wrong with you, if you will repent of your sins, and we pray for you, and we stand on God's Word, I will guarantee you every time God will heal you. All you got to do is repent of your sins and make sure you believe the Word and stand on it. Now then, there's a big difference between a healing and a miracle. Miracles are at His own sovereign will. He does miracles as He wills. You can't turn Him on and off there. When you pray the prayer of faith for someone, I love to see God do an instantaneous miracle. I mean, wow. It just blows us away when we get to see the King do these kind of things. And I love it. And some of us in here have seen Him do some awesome miracles. But we love that, don't we, Ernest? I mean, even when He takes a week to heal your wife, that's okay too, right? Amen. I mean, that's not a miracle. That was a healing. But miracles is when He does it instantly. That's when somebody walks up to you and they've got cancer, they're on their deathbed and they can't eat or whatever, and you cast a demon out of them and they get up totally healed and go sit down and eat. That's a miracle. But God does that. But when you pray the prayer of faith, according to your faith, it will be done unto you. But healings are guaranteed to the church, the obedient church, every time. Now, if you don't get healed, then you either didn't believe the Word, you didn't have it hidden in your heart, you didn't stand on it long enough. And somebody said, "Well, good grief, I stood for 30 days and nothing happened." Well, let me tell you, 30 days if you didn't get it, you either got a sin and you need to repent, or you just hadn't stood long enough. Now, what if somebody says, but I stood for 6 months and it still didn't work? Did he say, I promise to heal all of your diseases? Did the king make that statement? If you haven't received your full healing in 6 months, and you know you've got every sin repented of, and you know you're walking in obedience to His Word, what do you do? Give up or keep standing? You keep standing. That's right. What if it goes on for a year and you hadn't got it yet? Keep standing. That's exactly right. And, of course, now the longest one I personally have ever seen is a year and a half with a terminal, or actually not terminal, but a lifelong, all of his life disease. And, of course, that's our good friend back here, Dave Rosenfeld. But Dave stood for 18 months. Now, then, you know, I will have to say, at 11 and 12 months, when Dave smelt like death, because he couldn't wear shoes, couldn't wear clothes. I mean, big old sores all over his body, big old sores on his legs, and all those things. At the end of a year, when he comes up and says, Thurman, you got to help me. I said, Dave, just stand on the Word. Kick them devils out. He said, but Thurman, I'm trying. I said, stop trying and do it. He said, you're no help at all. But he stood. Amen. And he believed. And as he stood and believed in 18 months, today, Dave is totally, completely healed. And, I mean, you know, he's just, I mean, all I got to do is say, Jesus, and he throws up his hands. Because when you've had, now, of course, Dave hadn't had this sickness long. Only 40 years. Now, 40 years, of course, and his mother has it. His grandmother had it. It was a generational curse. And whenever I made the statement to him, if you repent of your sins and we pray for you, I guarantee the King of the universe will heal you. He said, he can't guarantee that. But I mean, Jesus said it, didn't he? And when he began to get into work, of course, Dave is completely convinced now, the reason it took him 18 months is because he hadn't sought the Father's face enough. He hadn't spent enough time in the Word. And I'm in agreement with him. Now he's much, much stronger in the Word. I mean, now then, that precious little child they've got, you know, I mean, it just a little bubble blows in his nose or something. You know, Dave's out, you devil of hell, out in the name of Jesus. No, you ain't doing this to my son. No. Out of here, devil, in the name of Jesus. Now, you talk about a young man, after he's seen his healing happen, although it took him 18 months to drive out this devil, now these scriptures that comes to life, it says, when it says, you have been given all power over the devil, and I promise to heal you every time, he knows God means that. Amen. And when he means that, he can stand by faith, and whenever the devil tries to creep up on his little son or do something, you know, he don't do like most of us as Christians. Well, my little son's not feeling too good today, so I better give him one of them little baby aspirins. No, not with Dave. Dave pats him on the cheek and says, you devil of hell, out in the name of Jesus. Man. And guess what? They held this little guy in the ministry center. I mean, you know, he just plays and everything and woo! I mean, no coughing, no gagging, no nothing. I mean, that little guy is just something else because Dave has learned the power of his God. And he reads the Word every day. Now, Jesus, give us this kind of power. But something that Dave had to learn, just like the rest of us, he was a pretty well normal man up until just a few years ago, and he didn't realize how many sins he was walking in, and whenever he began to hear me preach about sin, there was a few things he had to change. And as he changed those things and started walking holy before God, now then he's walking in divine health. Now then, if you've had a sickness for 40 years, and you stand on God's Word, and it takes 18 months to get healed. 18 months is not too long compared to 40 years, is it? But he stood on the Word. And as he stood, he got healed. Now, the Lord tells us here, we're supposed to stand. Amen. Said that the Lord has given us these miracles. And it says, For unto the angels has he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak, but one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that you art mindful of him, or the Son of Man that you visited him? You made him a little lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor, and set him over the works of your hands. You have put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all things in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. Why? If he put all things under Jesus' feet, why are things not yet put under him if it's already been done? You know why? Because you and I don't believe it. Who is Jesus on the earth today? Who are you? You're Jesus. This is a mystery that was hidden before the foundations of the world. Colossians 1:27. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So now that whenever somebody goes to messing with you, Ernest, you tell them, you better be careful. You're messing with the King of the universe here. I mean, you look like a man to me. Yeah, but you don't go by what you see on the outside here. I got something in me. I got the King of glory in me. And if you're messing with me, you're messing with the King of the universe. He's my Lord and my God. He's my big brother. And when you get a hold of that, then that old king can say, well, that old wicked king can say, I'm fixing to throw you in the fiery furnace. He says, no problem. Throw me in there. But the king I serve, he is well able and he will deliver me through that fire. There ain't no sickness and no disease can touch me because I'm walking in obedience to his word. So when you get a hold of that and we, the church, gets a hold of that and it's Christ in us, then we will put all of these things under his feet. Because it's already been done as far as the Father is concerned. It's been put under our feet. But we're going to have to make it come to pass. Why has it not come to pass? You, let's put it this way. The body, I don't even have any idea how many, maybe trillions of cells the physical body has in it. But a bunch. It's an awesome, complex piece of equipment. The most incredible machine that's ever been made is this piece of flesh that you live in. Millions and trillions of pieces, cells and organs and everything else. But yet, you and I have such organic unity with the King. You and I are one cell in His body. We're parts of the body of Christ on this earth. So, if we are parts of the body, then we are Christ on the earth. He's what he tells us. We are Christ. So you don't need to be afraid of nothing. When the enemy tries to mess with you or somebody else messes with you, don't be afraid. You know, don't be afraid of nothing. You know, I used to think about when I first started building buildings, especially if it was a very tall building, you know, I'd get up on top of the building, I'd be a little afraid.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.